Illinois moved a few inches closer to having a budget Tuesday. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. The state Senate has begun voting on its so-called grand bargain. The deal has changes to business law, long favored by Republicans, and a tax hike, members of both parties have said is necessary to balance the state budget. But none of that was called for a vote yet. Instead, senators passed relatively easier bills, like those meant to make state and local government more efficient. After 20 months without a budget, Senate President John Cullerton says he thinks the harsh reality of Illinois' deficit will help pass the more controversial parts of the deal.
This is a classic compromise, so you get as much as you can and you don't overestimate how much you think you're entitled to.
One piece of the grand bargain failed so far, a measure to cut government pension benefits, though that could be brought back for another vote. Every component of the deal must pass, or none of it can become law. I'm Brian Mackey.